and the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Before I start with the gospel, I have to admit I love Isaiah. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. And that's something that God says to each and every one of us. We are precious in God's sight. And if we think about that, you know, really ponder about that during the week or just any time, what an honor, what comfort. The words just don't express what the feelings that we should have when we realize that we are precious in God's sight. What a beautiful thought. So anyway, as we get to the Gospel of Luke, we realize right away that this Gospel is kind of like a way for John, who John was, get cleared up. He was not the Messiah, but we know that everybody was wondering, is he the Messiah or is he not the Messiah? But John answered him right away. He put the question at rest. He said, I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming. So he is very humble, and his humility shows even more when he says, I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. Think about that. Back then, only the slaves that they were allowed to take, they were allowed to untie the sandals of their master. And he was saying, he's not even worthy to do that. That was a righteous man. He did God's will to the best of his ability and even a little bit more. But he realized that he was not worthy to untie Jesus' sandals. And then he goes on to explain a little bit more. He says, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Of course we need to be baptized. You know, those are the two commandments that Jesus tells us to do, is to be baptized and go to Holy Communion, like what we're doing now, having prayers together, you know, and having communion together and working for Christ in the world. So we do that by baptism and Holy Communion. What John was trying to explain was that, yes, his baptism is important. We are to be repentant. We are to be aware of our sins. We are to be wanting to be forgiven and accept that forgiveness, but then have action. But he also knew that after that, there was something even more that Jesus was coming to do, something more powerful. Jesus was going to baptize everyone with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives us comfort. The Holy Spirit encourages us. The Holy Spirit actually tells us truth. It's that sometimes in your ear or in your head, do you hear something that's like, I really probably shouldn't do that? I bet you 9 times out of 10 it's the Holy Spirit nudging you. No. Jesus wouldn't do that. Jesus wouldn't do that. You know, God wants you to do this. We are to do God's will. The next thing that John teaches us right off the bat, after the importance of Jesus' baptism, of Holy Spirit and fire that he gives us and everyone, he says, Jesus is going to be our judge. John the Baptist is not the judge, it's Jesus. He says his winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor. He is our judge. One time at a clergy Bible study, I'll never forget this as long as I live, one of the clergy persons said, I don't feel comfortable with the thought of Jesus being my judge. you know, my Messiah, my Savior, my brother. I just don't feel comfortable with Jesus being my judge. And I don't usually say too much, but I, of course, raised my hand and I said, well, I've got to tell you, there is not one person that I would rather have be my judge when I enter into God's almighty kingdom. Because Jesus came, he lived, he taught, he healed, he suffered, he died, and was rose again for me and for all of us. No matter what we do, Jesus did all of that for us. Why? Because we are precious in God's eyes. We are honored by our Creator, our God, our gracious God. So for myself, I would not want anybody else being my judge than Jesus Christ. Now, after John makes it very clear who he was and who Jesus was, as best as he could do, this next part is kind of interesting. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, here it comes, the heavens were opened. That was a rare occurrence. It was only mentioned, I think, 3 times in the Bible, once in Ezekiel, once in Luke, and then for St. Stephen in Acts, when he was being stoned. He was the first deacon. It was a rare occurrence. So when the heavens were opened, basically what they were saying is everybody that was in heaven, all the inhabitants of heaven, could be looking down on us. And then anybody that was there could be looking up into God's heavenly kingdom. What an awesome, awesome experience that was. And while the heavens were open, the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove. Jesus was then confirmed, empowered. He knew he was on the right track. He was following God's will. This particular gospel, it's almost like a Trinitarian gospel. It talks about God the Father's confirmation of Jesus, which we'll hear at the end. It talks about Jesus Christ who was baptized and who blesses us and who came down and is the Messiah. And the Holy Spirit is mentioned. The Holy Spirit descends upon Christ. So we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The very last line, I think, is one that just, I don't know, to me it's very important to hear. God is telling Jesus, you are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. For me, I think about that. Yes, I know I'm God's child, but do I please God every day? Do I please God ever? Do I really please Him with my thoughts, my words, my attitudes, my actions? You know, everything about me, do I please God? And for me, this is a thought that, you know, I have all the time, not just during Epiphany, not just during Lent, not any one specific time, but every day. Have I pleased God at all today with who I am? For me, that's very important. We know that Jesus did not need to be baptized. He was sinless. But what this particular baptism does is it's God saying that Jesus is the one. Just like at the Transfiguration, you know, the disciples learned that it's not Elijah, it's not Moses, but it's Jesus. Well, here, God is making it crystal clear. He's confirming that Jesus is the Messiah. If we allow Jesus to live with us, if we allow Jesus to come to us, and then if we choose to go to Jesus, to turn to Jesus, to actually live with Jesus, then we can do on earth what Jesus did. We can do God's will. We may fail at it, but we're capable of doing it because of our Lord, because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. All we have to do is say yes. We are His children. We know that. We're more than just His creation. We belong to Him. We are His children. We're created. We're forgiven. We're reconciled. We're redeemed. We're saved. And most of all, no matter what, we are loved. All of these are gifts. So we can remember when we think about all these things, we can accept it or we can reject it. It's up to us. We are always welcome into God's loving arms, into His heavenly kingdom when we die. But what we need to remember is, like John the Baptist, being humble. We're not welcomed into God's heavenly kingdom because of who we think we are, or how good we think we have been, or how generous we think we have been, or whatever it is we've done. That's not why we are welcomed into heaven. We are welcomed into heaven because of Jesus Christ, who He is, what He has done, and because God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loves us that much. Now, I found a prayer that I thought was particularly really pretty and very, very meaningful, and I thought good for today. May the guiding hands of God be on my shoulder. May the presence of the Holy Spirit be on my head. May the sign of Christ be on my forehead. May the voice of the Holy Spirit be in my ears. May the smell of the Holy Spirit be in my nose. May the sight of the company of heaven be in my eyes. May the speech of the company of heaven be in my mouth. May the work of the church of God be in my hands. May the serving of God and my neighbor be in my feet. May God make my heart His home. And may I belong to God, my Father, completely. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.